This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The only reason why I'm going a little nuts about the Knicks here today, we'll get back to these calls, 888-808-1019, is because to me, it's the first time I'm wondering if the Knicks' plan is not as buttoned up as I initially thought that it was. I mean, did the Knicks actually fire Tom Thibodeau without an actual plan? Because there's reports coming in now. This isn't a surprise, but now they're going to reach out to Dallas, see if they'll grant permission to have that conversation with Jason Kidd. What if that doesn't work? You heard about Udoka. You know, there's still a lot of, regurgitations. Jeff Van Gundy, Mike Malone, Luke Walton popping onto the radar for some ridiculous reason. Mike Brown. So then, of course, what kind of set me off a little bit today here was the report that we saw. I saw it this morning. Did I see it this morning? Or last night? I think I may have seen it late last night. That the Knicks tried to trade for Kevin Durant in the middle of the season, which I got no problem with, but who are you getting ready to ship out? The big man that you just got, that you traded for? The small forward that you just gave up five first-round picks for? Little instability. And it's been a nice ride here of a very stable, very competitive Knicks run, and I appreciate it. Like, I truly do. It's been fun. I want more. I'm also not afraid to roll the dice, or unwilling is probably better. Well, I don't know if you're afraid, but unwilling. I'm not unwilling to, stare down the very real prospect that it could get worse with a new coach. New coach could come here, get overwhelmed, not handle the media, whatever it might be, not get as far in year one as Tom Thibodeau did, and now he's getting sliced in every direction on the radio and on social media, whatever. I don't care about that because I don't believe that Tom Thibodeau will ever win a championship. Matter of fact, I don't even think he's going to be coaching next year. He's going to be an assistant. I think the only way that I would hire, now this is actually a compliment, it's not a knock, but if I was like the most downtrodden NBA team, and I just want to take a look at the standings, I'm not even sure who the heck that is right now. Usually it's us. So I'm a little bit more familiar with the lower level tenants of the NBA, but since we have risen to not quite the penthouse, but a higher standing, I no longer affiliate myself with those losers. Let's see. You're talking about, oh, God, of course, the Wizards are horrendous. The Hornets, I mean, Philly's a disaster. Utah's a mess. New Orleans. I saw New Orleans they are committing themselves to Zion. Good luck with that. Spurs. All right, so there's some bad teams. Like, if there was expansion in the NBA, much like there's some talk about baseball eventually expanding fairly soon, I think Tom Thibodeau is perfect coach to bring in as an expansion team or a floundering franchise that is just getting their face kicked in and doesn't have a modicum of professional, professional pride or defense or accountability. I think Tom would change that very quick. I think Tom Thibodeau could be a great college coach if he wanted to do that. Man, the NIL does change it. He probably doesn't want to deal with that nonsense. But, back in the day, I think Tom would have been an awesome college coach where effort, there is a direct correlation between the effort you put out and how invested you are in the team with the amount of minutes you receive. Now, you know, you get somebody making $5, $7, $10, $12 million from whatever company, they're playing no matter what. They're playing if they ignore the coach. No, unless you're a Patino who can sit down R.J. Lewis. Not that he ignored him. It just wasn't, you know, locked in. But Rick is Rick. Anyway, the point being is that up until I saw the Durant report, I thought I had great clarity on the situation. There is zero second guessing on my end. Maybe for some of you, none for me. The Knicks, unequivocally, in my mind, did the right thing by moving on from Tom, with all due respect. But what seems to be next seems to be a little blurry or less clear than I thought it would be. And until that's resolved, I've got a little, I don't know, Hoff, a little Nick angst. I do. Let's get back to you guys. Is that Yanni? That's Yanni in Westchester County. What's up, Yanni?
Guys, thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. Listen,
all right.
I want to chime in because I am tired of hearing about bringing in Durant. Why should we bring in a player that has injuries that will occur again, and then we'll lose a player for months on end? We have a great team, and look where we got with our young team. What we need right here with the Knicks is a coach that plays the whole bench. I remember during the playoffs, we went on a 17-5 run while Brunson was on the bench. And I'm not saying, I'm not telling people that, listen, just because you're a superstar and the bench is scoring, why would you change something that's not broken? I mean, we went on a 17-5 run. All of a sudden, they brought in the other guys back, and that run disappeared.
Yeah.
I mean, Thibodeau didn't play the whole bench. He played certain guys too many times. And for people to say, oh, he's a superstar, he has to be on the court. No, it's not about a superstar. It's about the team. And if the team is scoring with the superstar on the bench, you leave that superstar on the bench.
Okay, now hold on a second, Yanni. Yanni, listen, by the way, I just isolated as a statement. I think that you're right. You got to do what's best for the team. But now find another NBA team whose superstar is going to get nailed to the bench in clutch time. I think fundamentally you're right, and I would agree with that. Like, you just stick with what you're doing, and you roll with what's working. And, you know, if he goes, I don't even think Jalen Brunson would have an issue with it if it worked out well. I think he's that much of a team guy. But if egos were to be bruised, well, that's too bad. It's about the betterment of the team and the direction of the team. But that also is easy to say when you call WFAN, or for me to restate what you just said into my microphone. It's a little harder to do it when, you know, Jalen Brunson is on the bench wondering when he's going to be going back into a game, or any star, you know, especially one as selfless who took a massive pay cut to give the franchise the flexibility to do some other stuff to build the champion. 888-808-1019. We get Jeff down in Philly. Jeff? BT and Sal,
hey,
what's happening?
How's it going, BT?
Hey.
What's going on?
All good, man. All good.
Hey, no, first of all, can we just say thank you to Tom? I know we've said it before, but Tom Thibodeau gave us a great run. And I think coaches know, it's not if, it's when they're going to get canned. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I think New York, like Jeff Van Gundy, I mean, the guys like me who grew up with Bernard King and above in the 90s and fell in love with Patrick and all that,
yeah,
you know, they have a little something in their heart for Tom Thibodeau, like with Jeff Van Gundy. You know,
yes,
we love these
yes,
guys.
Yes.
So I think I'm hoping for his sake that in a few years, like with Jeff, he'll get the honor and the recognition that he deserves for what he does. Now, you can debate whether he'll get us there or not, and we're not going to ever know. And that's a corporate decision. And how many times in companies that you've worked for, corporate makes decisions, you're like, well, what the hell is this?
Yep.
But it's a corporate decision. We move on. Everyone needs to move on. And I want Mark Jackson to be the coach.
It's not happening, Jeff.
He's done such a good job in getting teams, and then he doesn't get the credit because they let him go.
Yeah. I give him credit.
Mark Jackson.
He's not getting hired.
Why?
I think he's been blackballed. I said that. I really do.
Well, maybe we can bring him back. It'd be great to bring him back in the fold. He's a pacer. Maybe we can break that curse because I can't stand. Stop with Reggie Miller being on TV against doing the Knicks. I just can't stand it. But anyway, that's just me. But anyway, I think we need Mark. We need a guy that has the real deal. He's the guy, you know.
It's not happening. I get it. You know, listen. There's more things there. And let me see. I did pop this up. I think that this really is what it's about. because nobody could question Mark's basketball acumen. Forget about the acumen as a former point guard. Nobody could question Mark's accomplishments as a coach. Let's see. All right. ESPN, the magazine, reportedly declined to run a feature story in 2016 that included several criticisms of Warriors head coach and current ESPN analyst. This is an old story, obviously. Mark Jackson, including alleged anti-gay comments about former NBA player Collins and the Warriors president. Like, there's just a lot there. Rick Welts is his name. There's just a lot there, guys. And I don't think that's getting swept over the rug. I just don't. And I just remember about this when it happened. I remember it's kind of been forgotten about, but in the sense that it doesn't get brought back up. But if you're wondering, like, okay, why would Mark Jackson not be in the coaching cycle? I think that that's it. I mean, Mark Jackson has won a lot of games. Now, Mark Jackson's a smart guy. Mark Jackson played a long time. Mark Jackson knows the game of basketball as well as anybody. When was the last year he coached? Hold on. What year was that? I mean, let's see. Yeah, I mean, God, you're talking over a decade ago, 2013, 2014. So here's the one thing that I don't agree with. Now, it's not meant to take away from Tom Thibodeau's accomplishments as the Knicks coach or the Bulls, right? But I'm going to stick with the Knicks. So think about some of the other coaches who failed here. And when we list the names, we just cringe. You know, Hornacek, Fizdale, Derek Fisher. We know the names. Now, I can't prove this, but do you think that Derek Fisher would have won, I don't know, 20-something games if he had Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns? Honestly. Do you think Jeff Hornacek or Fizdale would have been run out of town if they actually had players? Now, I'm not saying that they absolutely beat the Celtics. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they beat the I'm not saying they would have gone further than Tom Thibodeau did. But, like, to think that, you know, Tom Thibodeau, now, the first year, there was a bit of a Lazarus job there. He lifted the Knicks from the dead. But he also had Julius Randle, who was pretty good. And it was COVID, and teams were kind of messing around, and he's a defensive guy who's going to make you play hard. And in the NBA, if you play hard and you play with purpose, you're going to get rewarded. But there's nobody who can tell me that, like, any of these Knick coaches who failed, and we look at his punchlines and jokes, would have been 23 and whatever. If the starting lineup was Brunson, Cat, Bridges, and OG. You know? I just don't believe that. Those guys didn't win because their roster stunk. So that's not to denigrate the job that Tom did. Why would I do that? No. But it's just to add a little context to it. You know, he came here. He changed the culture. Now, that's hard to do like that. But there were even some circumstances there. Like I said, with COVID. But he changed it. And you got to give him credit for that. But unlike the other guys who failed here, tripping all over themselves for different reasons, every year this guy was given more talent. Like, that's undeniable. Let me get Mike up in Westchester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Katie and Sal, Mike.
So I just want to point out this whole KD thing. If it is true, do people forget that KD turned around and said prior to signing with the Nets, the Knicks aren't cool? You want a guy like that in the locker room? You want that culture? I mean, I'm less worried about the injuries. I'm more worried about what he's going to do to the locker room.
Well, I think that that's the wrong way to look at it. Because I know what you're saying. I think what happens, Mike, or what's going to have to happen, is that the Knicks fans going to have to reconcile from within, like, this guy spurned us, this guy talked trash, this guy toyed with us, and he picked the Nets. Like, that, to me, that part I get. One thing about Kevin Durant's all about basketball. He doesn't poison cultures. He plays video games, and he plays basketball. So he's not going to ruin the Knicks. Just not.
Fair. Yeah.
Do you agree or no?
No, I agree for sure.
Okay.
I think, look, but at the end of the day, you make a run like that. What does he do, right? Does he make a push us to a championship team? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it depends who you have to give up to get him. I mean, Kevin Durant still averaged 26.5 points last year. 80% from the stripe, 53% from the floor, whatever it was. Now, if anybody's going to have to get over this, it's going to be me. So, January 8th of 2020, and then for 2 months before the pandemic, I remember the kids were real young. We took them to watch a Division II, not too far from where we live, college basketball game, getting the popcorn. Me and Tika are on the national scene. My producer starts texting me, dude, what's going on with Durant? He pulled you into a Twitter beef. I'm like, me? I'm like, all right. So Evan, and I just pulled it up now so I didn't lose any words here. Or misrepresent. I guess I tweeted on January 8th of 2020. This is funny. I wrote, this is me getting a little shot at the Nets here. Nets win 7 straight, nobody cares. Nets lose 7 straight, nobody cares. Speaks volumes. And what I was saying was, yeah, I was agitated that Durant, you know, didn't choose the Knicks. I get it. I was feeling slighted. And that was my way of, that was my therapy. All right. That was also my way of inserting myself into the New York sports radio conversation because I was bored silly on the national scene at that point. But anyway, so Kevin Durant then quote tweets me and he just simply says, what does it say? Again, Nets win 7 straight, blah, 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 speaks volumes. So Kevin Durant is fishing, searching, scrolling. He sees me, doesn't know me. What does it say? And then I wrote back, No. I'm like, what? I guess I explained myself. And then he goes, you're going to watch anyway. Doesn't matter. And now he's pulling me into it here. And I write back, nothing but, you see, but I don't get into this stuff. Like, I'm not a big beef guy. You guys know that by now. I write back, nothing but respect for your game. But now I'm getting a little pissed here. But the reality is simple. The Mecca had your name all over it, and you passed up the shot. All right? New York City is all about the Knicks, and it always will be. Get over it. At least Carmelo got in the batter's box and took a swing. And I'm not even a Carmelo fan. So when I'm reaching for that, you know. So then he goes back and forth. I'm like, all right, this is getting stupid here. You know, I'm not going to take the low-hanging fruit. I'm not going to curse him out. I'm not going to be, like, I'm just not going to do that. And then he writes back again, Kevin Durant. The reality is that this is priceless, man. Now Carmelo's in on the tweet. Oh, my God, this was a circus. The reality is that you wanted me to do what you wanted me to do. I didn't, and now you feel some weird way about it. Get over yourself, bro. I know you got a little platform. Hey, at least acknowledge the platform. I appreciate that. But come out the clouds. It ain't real. And then this is where I'm like, decision time. Now, I could, if I took the low-hanging fruit, I could have probably got 30 to 50,000 more followers. And in hindsight, I probably should have. I'm an idiot. But instead, here's what I wrote. I want players who want the garden, who want the challenge. That's it. Get healthy, bro. The NBA's better when you're playing, period. So if Kevin Durant wants the Knicks, and if Kevin Durant wants the garden when he didn't have the backbone to want it when they weren't very good, then we'll welcome him back. We'll welcome him. He can come back to New York. Sure. But how about some of the other stuff that's going to be, if Gio called, you know, even though it got hijacked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, with the Carl Anthony Towns stuff, what happens when Durant misses one at the horn? He's going to start jumping on social media all night. That would be, listen, he would make them better. And I do think there's a real chance he's on the team. The Yankees get the win, obviously, 4-0, so they take another series after losing the Dodgers series, which is always good. Get back on that train. You just keep piling up the wins. Before you know it, it's going to be 95-plus. Max Fried was great. But the meat of the order, it's funny because the Yankees had 10 hits. And, you know, they just look so different with Jazz Chisholm back when Jazz Chisholm looks right. And he's looked a whole lot more right than he did before he went down. So Jazz Chisholm with a big night, 3 hits. Obviously, Bellinger with a big bomb. And he's up to almost 260, 3 ribbies as well. Aaron Judge was on base a lot, couple of walks, had the 1 hit as well. So the meat of the order, Grisham a little quiet atop the order there. Same with Ben Rice in the 2-hole. But those guys were 0 for 8 combined. But Judge, Belly, Jazz, you're talking about 6 hits, 4 RBIs, a bunch of runs scored. Good stuff. Meat of the order. Get it done for the Yankees last night. So when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905. Meat of the order. Very, very quickly on this here, and we'll get back to these calls, as I said, a lot of Knicks stuff today. So I saw the Giants from the news yet. Tempers flare at Giants OTA on Thursday. Now, I usually like this stuff. I really do. I think it's generally, a sign of, you know, a team that's, you know, kind of getting tired of getting pushed around and trying to change their culture, you know? So I usually like it. And Lumidor was involved in that, and Burns was involved in that, and Kayvon Thibodeau was involved in that. Heard all the sound bites, whatever. I don't want to make a huge deal out of this, but to me, there's a fine line between, you know, being engaged and being motivated to get back on the winning page versus being a little out of control. And I don't know, I might be taking this a step too far, but when you're throwing punches, I'm going to look at the head coach there. Like, that can't happen. You can't throw punches at each other. It's dumb enough when they have these joint practice sessions, which I don't even agree with that. And you have, a fight breaks out and they're throwing. First of all, football fights are the dumbest fights in the world. Second to baseball brawls where nothing happens. Where these people run out of the bullpen just to get a little cardio. Like, nothing happens. But to throw punches with helmets and face masks is the height of idiocy. But it's even more so when the guy's on your team. So, again, I'm not going to go nuts. But because I generally do like this in football, in physical sports, right? You know, a couple of O linemen, a couple of D linemen. All right, you're banging pads all day. It's hot. It's extra. And it was definitely humid yesterday. It was 90, 91. You know, tempers are short. Everybody's a little cranky. Generally good with that. But I don't know. I don't think that a coach has been around. This is now year 4 for Dable. I don't need to see that. I matter of fact, I'll contrast with Aaron Glenn real quick, even though I'll do the Rodgers stuff at 1 o'clock here on the show. Week 1, Jets against Rodgers. Like, if I am in Jets OTAs and I'm trying to make an impression on my coach who's here for the first time, you know, whether I'm a holdover or a new guy hungry for a roster spot, again, I still don't want to see football teammates throwing punches, which is very different than grabbing pads, flinging each other down. That's fine. Do that all day. Who cares? But to me, it's more acceptable under Aaron Glenn because he just got here than a coach who's going into year 4. Again, I don't want to make a big deal. It just seems like a little lack of control. And I don't want to be unfair to Dable. I love it, though. Now, listen, they squashed it. They talked about it. Burns, I heard the bites or the response in the sound bites. I know Jerry was playing that this morning. Not the biggest deal. Didn't love it, though. And usually I do like that stuff. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. Let me get, Geza, I believe is how you say it, out in Middletown. Geza, what's going on?
Hi, BT. How you doing today?
Yeah, we know, Geza. What's going on?
Okay, first non-sports item. All in the Family still on, a couple of nostalgia stations.
No, I know it is. Landers, I know it is. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, I got
okay.
You.
Just wanted because it is the greatest show.
It's up there. I was young, but I a lot of the humor kind of went over my head. But, I mean, you see it now. I'm like, oh, my God. How did this show run? Nuts.
Well, I was a teenager then, so you could get away with a lot more. Norman Lear was, like, a little ahead of his time.
Yes, he was.
So, anyway, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not an NBA fan. I don't watch much of the Knicks. So if the question is a waste of time, just cut me off.
I got you. Go for it.
I'm fascinated listening to all the discussion about the lack of defense of Brunson and Towns.
Yep.
Why didn't anybody see this during the regular season?
Well, they did, and we talked about it.
Okay.
No, we did. It's not a dumb question, Gaze. It's really not. See, the thing is, though, the way basketball, and thanks for the call, buddy, not a dumb question at all. By the way, my third grade, I had a teacher, Mrs. Fox. God, I was terrified. Like one of the only teachers I was afraid of. Like I was like a choir boy in her class. Oh, my God. And I remember her saying, the only dumb question is the one not asked. It's actually not a bad thought. You know, what you might perceive to be dumb might actually open up something in your mind or during the learning process that actually becomes beneficial. So, no, not a dumb question. But we don't talk, like, we don't get on the air. And I love the Knicks. And I watch the Knicks every night. I do. I think you know that, you guys. But you're not getting on the air in January or certainly November, December with football going on, the Soto sweepstakes. It's not how it goes. You know, yeah, I don't even think Mike and Chris really did that back in the day. First of all, we don't really break down games anymore. But when we talked about the Knicks, it was more bigger picture. And I remember Sal was saying this, and I definitely agreed. You know, we weren't sure about the compatibility of their two best players from a defensive perspective. And we talked about it, and it wouldn't be like, hey, did you see that, you know, with 7 minutes to go last night against the Raptors on, I don't know, January 9th, the Knicks blew an 11-point lead on the road because their defense, no, nobody's doing that. But there was very clear separation and a very clear understanding that what the Knicks were rolling out there defensively, only way that's going to work is if offensively it is amazing. And even then we wouldn't be sure if it would work. But it wasn't amazing. Because Karl-Anthony Towns, for you know some of the things that he does very well, is incredibly sloppy and he's incredibly slow and all the things that I've said. He's just very sloppy going to the rim. So there's a little redundancy there. There's some problems there. No, I think everybody knows that Cat came with the reputation that was... That I think hit home even more for us Knicks fans. Oh, they know this out in Minnesota. Trust me, they know it. And now we really, truly know it. And I think the other thing with Brunson, I think because we have such a deep appreciation for Jalen, that we gave him... Now that ends, like the absolute benefit of the doubt. We're not even going to pick apart his defense because he's such an awesome Nick. But there's an expiration point on that. And because he left money on the table, did the right thing by the franchise. But Jalen Brunson is a horrendous defender. John's in West New York, BT and Sal. What's going on, John?
Hey, good afternoon, Brandon. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. What's happening, John?
So I'm just tuning in now. So I'm not sure if anyone mentioned this earlier today or even yesterday for that matter. But first of all, I want to ask, are you in favor of bringing in possibly a guy with no coaching experience like a Johnny Bryant?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that being said, I got a name for you of someone, and like I said, if someone already mentioned it, then I guess you can hang up on me.
Oh, good.
But Royale Ivy is a name I feel like no one's mentioned. He's a guy who's got about 10 years of experience. He's coached, obviously, with the Knicks, the Nets, currently with the Rockets, and he was the head coach of that South Sudan team that almost beat Team USA in the Olympics. And also, if the Knicks are going to pursue Kevin Durant,
Yeah. He's
got a relationship with Durant. So what do you think of that?
Royal Ivy. I remember watching him play at Texas. I know the name for sure. I know he's coaching. Come on, Royal Ivy. I wouldn't have even thought of that. Listen, I'm not going to dump on it because there are some accomplishments there that are worth throwing into a conversation. I'm not going to necessarily have the conversation now because Royal Ivy is not going to be the coach of the Knicks. Out of the box thought. And Huff, what is it, by the way? Like, preemptively, hey, this might be a stupid thought. Just hang up on me. Hey, everybody wants to get hung up on all of a sudden. The last three calls, inviting to get hung up on.
I mean, that might be a trend that we started a while ago by ourselves, you know, yeah, unintentionally. But, I mean, I feel like it's like an honor. Like, if you get hung up on, then you've made it now on the radio.
Yeah. Now you're part of the BT and Sal family if we slam the phone on you. Now you're down. Now you're a made listener. There you go. Carmine is in West Babylon on the fan. Carmine, what's going on?
Hey, BT, good afternoon. So listen, I don't know if anyone's had this take, and so bear with me here, but Leon Rose, granted, Knicks fans romanticize him, and granted, he's done a lot of good for the team, but listen, Tibbs' flaws were not suddenly exposed during the playoffs. He knew this when he extended him. So my question is, he brought in Towns, he brought in Bridges, and you can make the argument that if Tatum doesn't go down, the Knicks most probably would lose that series.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree with that. Just you know, I don't want to let that float out there. They were winning that game when Tatum got hurt, that's it. They still may have found the way to win the series. But go ahead. I know you have a greater point. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I say you can argue that. But you said too, this team was missing something that it had last year that didn't have this year. And so with that said, why is he getting a free pass? Why is he not being held accountable for, one, extending the coach and then firing him with all this money and years left in the deal? And two, how do you fire the guy and not have a plan with who's going to replace him? It feels like they're going from the ground up looking for this guy there, unless they have one in mind. But I don't know, why is he getting a free pass in all this?
Okay, now, I wouldn't term it a free pass. Carmine, thanks for the call. I think it's just a longer grace period because of what he's done for us here. I think there's a connection there. There's always going to be a correlation to when a decision maker for a sports team does something well early, especially changing as bad a culture and as bad a situation as you could possibly have, right? I think that we tend to gloss over the mistakes and really prop up the wins maybe even more than we should. And I don't just mean literal wins, but I mean whether it's a draft win, whether it's a free agent win, whether it's a trade win. So I think that that's the reason. I think that's why Rex Ryan, I was going to cherry pick a few things, see what pops in my head here. Rex with the first couple of years with Mangini's teams, Rex gets credit for it, but going to back-to-back AFC championship games, some of you were much more behind Rex than I happened to be as we got towards the middle-ish back end of Rex's run here, to the point where and not just Joe, but I've heard Joe Beningo, before they hired Aaron Glenn, Joe saying, bring back Rex. I'm like, what? Rex Ryan? Now, that's not to, belittle Joe's opinion, because it's his opinion. I think it's a nutty one for me, but it's his opinion. Some of you agreed with it, because I heard you call him in on the weekend. Driving around, going to games, whatever I'm doing, getting the car washed. I would put Joe on. Yeah, of course. Yeah, and whenever the Rex stuff, now, not all of you immediately shot it down. Some were like, Rex this, Rex that. He wants to be, he's a Jet. He wanted to be here. He still wants to be here. Some of you guys ate that up. Now, if Rex in year one lost in the wild card game, and in year two, finished 9-7 and missed the playoffs, I can promise you that none of you would have been screaming, bring him back. It's because of what he did early. And it creates a thread of goodwill, which I understand. I truly do. Gives you a longer leash. Hey, if Aaron Glenn comes out this year and goes 9-7, makes the playoffs, doesn't, wins the wild card, doesn't, and I'm not even saying I necessarily think they'll be 9-7, but if he was to do that, or even, what am I saying, that'd be 9-8 at that point, or say 10-7, and they miss out on a tiebreaker, and then, year two is, say they take a regression, schedule's tough or whatever it might be. So then they go from 10-7 in year one for AG, and then they go 6-11, and then the next year they're 8-9. I promise you, there's going to be more people believing in the future of Aaron Glenn because of year one and how he changed and fumigated the place, if this were to happen, as quickly as he did with a 10-7 season. But if he goes 6-11, 6-11, by years, we're like, maybe he's not the guy. That buys you equity. That buys you goodwill. So that's my answer to the question. It's not a pass. It's really more the rope gets a little longer. That's how I would frame it. You got something there, Hoppy? You
look like you're getting so we got some inside sources are talking to us, and Jerry Wolfell on social media on Twitter.
Who's that?
He's beat writer
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I honestly don't know who that
is.
Yeah,
no, he's part of the PBW, Pro Basketball Writers Association.
Okay, so I got you.
Yeah.
Reputable, you know.
Yeah. There is a strong, strong rumor that the Knicks are going for Jason Kidd. But on top of that, there was also a, quote-unquote, people were talking about a tsunami-type offer to acquire Giannis from the Bucks because the Kidd connection with Giannis.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I do think that they're definitely going to try to get Giannis, and I do think that they're going to definitely try to get Kidd. I think they'll probably be more successful of the two. Actually, let me unpack this. I know they want Kidd. I know they want Giannis. I think at the end of the day, I think Dallas is probably going to do right by Kidd and give the Knicks, grant them the ability to speak to him. So if you ask me right now, who's coach of the Knicks next year, my answer is Jason Kidd. Now, the Giannis thing, it's not that I don't want him, although he's not perfect, and when he's missing free throws and not hitting threes in the playoffs, trust me, you're going to be called up, me and Sal, complaining. Just get that. But, like, who are you giving up? Because the money's got to match. They don't want Karl Anthony Towns. Try to get away from money. I don't think they want OG. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers right now. I get it. Forget about Towns. OG, 40, 42.5, 45.4, 48.3 player option in 2028, 2029. You're talking three guaranteed, and I don't think he's going to opt out of that because no one's going to give him that kind of money at that point. I think that's 4 years of OG. Now, you know, OG can play defense, so maybe he's more appealing to Milwaukee than Towns, but if they're trying to become more financially solvent, why the hell would they want OG Anunoby with the money? So I don't think that works. You're not getting Brunson. All right. Now, Bridges could be value to them because he's at 24-9 and it's an expiring deal. So after this upcoming season, he's gone. And if you trade Bridges for Giannis, there will be less pushback. Because now it's more justifiable because it's like you gave up five first-round picks for Giannis, which we would all do. Because some of us were kind of okay with him doing it for Bridges. You know? Do you have to kick? Now, the money's got to be, you got to make up some more money here. Do I think a Bridges, Deuce, who I'd be very interested in if I'm them, Mitch package does it? Maybe, I'll give you somebody else. Tyler Kolek, who played college basketball in that arena at Marquette. And I'm not just saying, wow, yeah, you give him because he played. I think Tyler Kolek, when he starts playing, is going to be a player who's good. Tom Thibodeau should have used him. He's not going to play defense. But he's going to be one of these guys that we see on every other team, right? McConnell. You know the guys. We're like, why don't we have a guy like this? Well, we do. They just didn't use him. So that's interesting. As long as we just don't give up Shamit. Can't part with my boy Landry. Actually, he's not even on the contract next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.